Taylor's Jukebox.
A band who always brought down the house from Saskatoon, Wide Mouth Mason with Companion Lay Me Down from their album Where I Started, released in 1999. I remember when it came out, they were everywhere. You couldn't escape it. And it was beautiful because it was like blues rock music that just really took over the radio. And my band, which I'm going to play in a second, was touring with them when that sort of hit. It was really exciting to be with them and enjoy their company and just watch them play. That is a band that you should check out. They're still making music. Both Safwan and Sean are doing it. And you know what? Earl's out doing his own thing too. It was nice to see a little bit of a reunion for the three of them happening in Vancouver on social media not too long ago. Now, without further ado, hey, the band that I formed in 1996 in Toronto. This is from last summer when we were famous, Business as Usual by Stagger Crossing.
We'll be right back.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
You're riding the radio rails with Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Still September, when your daddy was quite
Their sound is so distinct. It really is. Steely Dan, My Old School, right here on The Jukebox. Hi, how you doing? I'm Julian Taylor. I'm your host. The band was founded in 1971 with Walter Becker, who has since passed, and Donald Fagen. They just have that jazzy, blues, vaudeville, rock and roll, funk sound, and it's really something else. I enjoy it. It's not for everybody, but I certainly do enjoy it. Saw Donald Fagen and Steely Dan live at the Molson Amphitheater in Toronto about 6 years ago, I'd say, and he was still in okay form. He was lucky he had some backup vocalists to help him out, but it was fun. Lots of fun to see him. We got music coming up from Leonard Sumner, Bury My Bones, and this came out recently. He's an Anishinaabe singer-songwriter, and he blends a lot of aspects of country, folk, and even hip-hop. Really enjoy Leonard Sumner and his music. He was also the winner of the Indigenous Songwriting Prize a few years back. Megan LeBlanc is on the show with brand new music from her album Free Your Fire. The song of the same name of the album is coming up, and she's from Nova Scotia. She's definitely been around. She shared the stage with Blue Rodeo and Jim Cuddy, Rain Maida, Chantal Kreviazuk, a lot of people. And she's got an ethereal blend of a cappella, Celtic folk tunes, and rock music. So enjoy that. It's coming up. And now, a song that, well, hit the charts in the 1970s, 1977, actually. And it was a huge, huge hit. It won Grammy for Best Female R&B Vocal Performance. It is none other than Thelma Houston, yes, related to Whitney, and Don't Leave Me This Way, right here on The Jukebox.
Oh,
This is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's jukebox rolls on.
Are you happy? Are you really happy? Said the voice in my head. It's been a long time since you've had a good time, hasn't it? The smoke keeps rising, why keep fighting it? You know the smoke keeps rising, why keep denying it? There's a fire burning underground, can't see it but it's all around. Fear it and it'll burn you down. Stop fighting this and try to free your fire. Are you happy to get up and leave? Your embers in bed. You could find time when there's just not enough of it. Don't give up.
Still wanna live it up, though life has has its letdowns. It's still time to fill it up with stories and laughter. Writing new chapters, reading old books and sharing them after. Green tea and coffee, no sugar, too cream. From the places we started, feels all like a dream. Don't wake me, I know I'm not sleeping. Completely at peace with the things I believe in.
The Jukebox is proudly supported by Long McQuaid Musical Instruments. Head over there for their expert staff and their best selections anywhere.
This is Bird Note. Don't be fooled by the gentle whirring sound of a hummingbird in flight. This male rufous hummingbird performs elegant and aggressive courtship displays to defend his territory. And he may travel hundreds of miles to find a mate. In the spring, rufous hummingbirds journey up the Pacific coast from Mexico to the northwestern corner of the U.S. Some go even as far north as Alaska. That's almost 1,000 miles one way for a bird measuring just under 4 inches beak to tail, making this one of the longest migrations of any bird relative to body length. But after completing one journey, the hummingbirds have to prepare for another. As fall approaches, they sip nectar and catch insects to pack on fat that will power their passage back to the tropics, this time taking the scenic route over the Rocky Mountains. But not all hummingbirds of the same species migrate at the same time. This male rufous hummingbird in the Pacific Northwest gets out of town early. He leaves the breeding grounds as soon as mid-June. Females stay behind to finish their nesting duties before heading south a week or two after the males, and their grown children trail after them in August. For Bird Note, I'm Mark Bramhill. Did you know you can listen to Bird Note in your podcast app? Subscribe to Bird Note Daily and never miss an episode.
Listen to Scream Therapy, a show about the link between punk rock and mental health, hosted by me, Jason Schurz. I've been part of the music scene for more than 30 years. I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder, and my whole life was thrown sideways. As part of my recovery, I've slowly returned to the music that I love. Join me and my resilient guests for no-holds-barred conversations right here on CJSF 90.1 FM, Simon Fraser University, Thursdays at 12:30 a.m. And until then, take care and be well.